down the road, thought, you know, I haven't recorded anything on Anchor for a while. It's been a while, you know? And I don't want too much time to pass for those that want to listen to me talk about stuff. Of course, you've got content on YouTube. I just did a review of The Final Girl Support Group. That was a fun book. That was a fun story by Grady Hendrix. He's one of my favorite horror authors. I've got to say, I haven't really read that many horror novels, but the stuff that I do read from Grady Hendrix and Clay McLeod Chapman have been fantastic. I really enjoy those things. And Grady Hendrix, he just really knows how to write the female character. It's incredible because, you know, as a dude, you know, we don't know what it's like to be inside the mind of a female. And he does a fantastic job. Of course, I haven't done my research. I know he does a lot of thank you. Like in the beginning of the book, there's a little dedication page or whatever. I know he mentions some name, I think Amanda. He brings that up quite a bit in his last few books on the cover page there. So maybe some Amanda out there is giving him insight into the female mind so that he can write these amazing characters. If you haven't checked him out, you need to. You got a Halloween coming up, October. A lot of people like to dive into the horror things in October. I want to highly recommend that you check out The Final Girl Support Group. Another book from Grady Hendrix that I would say would be My Best Friend's Exorcism. My Best Friend's Exorcism, the only book that's made me tear up. Yeah, it's about exorcism. So it's going to be exaggerated some. My faith beliefs don't line up with exactly how the exorcism played out, but you know, it worked for the book. It was cool. It was good. Like I said, a tearjerker for sure for me. Never had a book do that to me before. So check those out. Star Wars. We've got some new books that were recently released this month. I guess I shouldn't say new books released. Reprints. We've got reprints of some Legends books. The Essential Legends, they call them. We got book two of the Darth Bane trilogy, which is, it's not Path of Destruction, but The Rule of Two. That's what it's called. It's got some nice artwork for that new cover. And then there's book two and three of the Thrawn trilogy. I can't remember the titles off the top of my head. Dark Force Rising and something else. I don't know. I'm not a walking library of Star Wars knowledge. There's a lot of people out there that are and can tell you every book title, every author, every scene from a movie. I can't. My brain just doesn't work that way. Wish it would, you know? But it doesn't. See, there was another one, Rogue Squadron. That's book one in the X-Wing series, but they did not put X-Wing series on the book. They put book one of the Rogue Squadron series, which is weird. So I think there's like 10 X-Wing books. So I don't know if... I haven't read the X-Wing series, so I don't know if there's like an arc in there that is focused purely on this Rogue Squadron, and we're just going to get these Essential Legends reprints of the select books from the X-Wing series, or if they just decided to rename the X-Wing series the Rogue Squadron series. Doesn't bother me too much. It would be nicer if they called it the X-Wing series, but I know there's people out there that are really irritated with the fact that they changed it to Rogue Squadron series. But I'm looking forward to diving into those books. I have read Rule of Two. That review is posted up on the YouTube channel, so you can go check that out if you want. You know, since it's a re-release, I might pull the audio and post it here. That might be kind of fun, right? You know, I do some other Star Wars content over on the Tusken Reader podcast or YouTube channel. I got two things, you know, the channel and the podcast. The channel has some more clip outs of things from the full podcast. I just talk purely Star Wars over there. Just Star Wars books, basically. Nothing else. Like here at the Geek's Attic, we talk about other things. Like we talk, you know, horror novels. So I like to mix it up, keep things interesting here in the Geek's Attic, but Star Wars strictly over on Tusken Reader. So you need to go check that out if that's what you want. It's still a pretty small channel, small content over, small content. What does that even mean? Numbers are smaller. We should say that. Yeah, I got fewer episodes in a smaller crowd. People haven't discovered it quite yet. But I'm re-releasing some of my previous reviews over there with more, you know, fresher thoughts, I guess you could say. And, you know, they're different from my original reviews here on the Geek's Attic. I shortened them up a little bit. It's not the same format. You should just go check it out if that's what you're into. But, you know, I'm going to keep doing what I do here, the Geek's Attic, you know. Say that I'm going to do things and then kind of forget about it and try again another time. Like Harry Potter. I said I'm going to be reading the Harry Potter books for October and have them all reviewed for the month of October. Well, you know, that's just not going to happen. I'm in the middle of the Order of the Phoenix, so I'm not going to be done. I can't. Because I'm also reading some other books right now that I needed to get reviewed, like Star Wars Ronin. You know, that review is going to be available next week, hopefully. I'm halfway done with that book. It's actually pretty long book. I'm not going to give any thoughts on it right now because it's embargoed until next week. But I've been reading it. So tune in next week for a review. Hopefully that'll be posted. But with the Harry Potter stuff, I'm going to try to have Potter reviews up. I've got the first three books all written out and ready to be re-recorded for a review. So those will be good. But, you know, the rest might be dragging it out. You know, each month finish off another book review for the Harry Potter series. You know, I didn't want that to happen, but that's just the way it is. Maybe, you know what, I could just think about this a little bit more and decide, hey, why don't I just get it all set up for next year? Next fall, we can release all of the Potter stuff like I really originally wanted to, along with some music ranking, movie ranking, book ranking, you know, do that sort of a thing. A really in-depth look at the Harry Potter series. Not just my book reviews, but hey, you know what? For those who haven't read the books but would like to know maybe what happens in the books compared to the films, I'll release a chapter-by-chapter overview of the books. You know, that's what I've been doing. I've been taking notes as I've been reading these books the whole time I've been reading and listening. There's a lot of content there, and I think that might be what I do. I might have to make an apology video and say, guys, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to do the Harry Potter stuff. But I think right now I've convinced myself to hold off. Finish writing all of the reviews, do my ranking videos and film them, release them all at the same time next year. That would be fun. A full month dedicated to it. A new video every other day or something like that. I just think that might be better. So I apologize. If you were looking forward to the Harry Potter stuff, I want to apologize to you right now and say I'm sorry. It's not happening. So that said, Paper Movies, we're going to be reading the Halloween, the original Halloween novel. I can't think of the author of that now, but the physical book is impossible to find. Nearly impossible. But there is an audio version recorded by 80s slasher librarian on YouTube. He recorded the book in audio format. He's reading the book, so you can go listen to it, or you can get the digital version available on Amazon. I think digital copies available other places online too, so you can find a way to read it or listen to it if you want to join in at the Paper Movies book club, which I highly recommend. That's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. But, you know, I missed something with the Star Wars stuff. We have Rogue Squadron has also been recorded in an unabridged audiobook format by Mark Thompson. So you can listen to that one. And I intend to do that because, like I said, I have not experienced the X-Wing series, now relabeled the Rogue Squadron series. I'm going to listen to that, an audiobook. That'll be exciting. So I could take my time now on Harry Potter, not stress out about it, and focus on other things that people really really do want, you know, that I know for a fact that people do want to hear about, you know, thoughts on Star Wars content, especially the Legends stuff. Because I've been reading, you know, the new canon, and sometimes, I know I've made my thoughts known that sometimes I just get tired of Star Wars. I really do. I get tired of the new stuff, even though I give a lot of these newer books a good grade, you know, the High Republic stuff. I enjoy the adult novels. The YA stuff, no, I don't enjoy. The kid books are just okay, but then I question myself, why am I wasting my time reading little kid books, you know, that I don't get a kick out of, that I'm not enjoying myself. I'm doing it for the review for other people that really don't care about it either that much. I mean, because it seems like the big crowds of these Star Wars fans that are like 100% into the High Republic, like, love it all. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody has a different opinion. But it's like, oh, I love absolutely everything that has the Star Wars logo on it. We don't have to be that way. We don't have to, because if crap keeps coming out and people keep buying the crap, then they know that they don't have to put any effort into these things. Need to start talking about that more, about pushing out like good content. It really is driving me crazy reading some stuff that's just not what I enjoy, and I need to get back into the joyful parts of reading. You know, I've been working on other books that I don't plan on reviewing, such as An Echo of Things to Come, big fantasy novel. The book one was awesome, which was, I can't think of the title. Maybe I'm saying the title for the first book, A Shadow of Things to Come, An Echo of Things to Come, A Shadow of the Past. I don't even know. It's been a while since I've picked it up because I've been reading Star Wars and Harry Potter, but physically mostly Star Wars. You know, my days at work, I listen to Harry Potter and follow along sometimes. Like on my lunch break, I'll pause and I'll listen, or I'll read it on my phone or my Kindle. And then in the evenings, I'm reading Star Wars stuff. So a lot of time being spent on other things that I'm not really, really caring about. I mean, I care about the Harry Potter stuff. I'm having fun with that. Honestly, I'm having fun with the Harry Potter stuff. It's just the deadline that I set, that I can't meet that goal like I wanted to, really sucks. But, you know, I should have expected. I can't push through this 7-book series in, what, 2 months, 3 months? I'm not a speed reader. I got a life outside of work and books. I got a family that I got to take care of. So I think it'd be better off for everybody if I postpone the Harry Potter stuff and focus back on Star Wars. And for me, I need to focus on other books like that Shadow of Things to Come, Echo of the Past. I don't know. And that's sad because I really love the first book and I'm enjoying the heck out of the second. And it's been a month or two since I've picked that up. And I need to get back into it before I forget everything that's happening. And that's just for me. You know, I'm not even reviewing that book for anybody. Just I'll give like a, oh, hey, you guys need to check this out, which I said that before with book one. I said, guys, you need to go pick up this book. It's awesome. It's like a debut novel for this author. And it's a trilogy. It's the Lacanus trilogy. Okay. I remember that. Lacanus trilogy. Go check that out if you're into fantasy stuff. It's good. It really is good. You got your magic. You got your swords. Some, maybe a little dabbling in some time travel, kind of. It's cool stuff. I know a YouTuber that, Quality Autism, I know he's picked up the book on my recommendation, and he said that he's enjoying it. So if he's enjoying it, you could too. But I don't think that I have anything else that I really needed to say that was worth talking. Norm MacDonald. Okay, yeah, Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald, funny guy. One of the funniest comedians out there, in my opinion. Did some really goofy movies, like Screwed. That movie was funny. I don't care who you are, that movie was funny. Really stupid humor. But you got this old lady. She owns like this bakery. And Norm MacDonald plays this character that's a butler. And he's getting tired of being pushed around by this old lady. So he decides he's going to kidnap her dog. And him and his friend try to kidnap the dog. It goes wrong. And he winds up kidnapping himself. So it's like one of those stories of miscommunication and just chaos. It's really fun. Danny DeVito's in it. Dave Chappelle's in it. But Norm Macdonald steals the show. It's so good. I recommend you go check out that movie if you haven't already. I think you can rent it here over on YouTube, Amazon, iTunes, whatever. You need to go watch it. If you like stupid humor, that'd be a good one. But, yeah, he's dead now. Sadly, he lost his battle with cancer. Apparently, he had it for quite a while and didn't tell anybody. At least that's what, I guess, the reports are saying. Unexpected to a lot of his family and, well, not his family, I shouldn't say that, but unexpected to his friends. There you go. But, really funny guy. I was just on a big Norm Macdonald kick a couple months ago. I was looking up everything on YouTube, watching all the stuff, and he's got that real dry, awkward sense of humor that I enjoy. I think he plays a certain kind of character, you know, that a lot of people didn't understand. But it was funny. And sad. So, rest in peace, Norm Macdonald. Everybody, I'm going to sign off now. So you guys have a good one. Take care.